Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hi, kids. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese podcast, and this is The Shred for the fourth week of September 2022. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today by Recruitology. Recruitology uses AI to connect employers with the right talent through programmatic job distribution, passive candidate matching, and virtual job fairs. As always, you can learn more by going to recruitology.com/employers. Now to the news in no particular order. San Fran-based Ashby has raised $21.5 million in a Series B round. This brings total funding to $34.5 million. Founded in 2018, the company was started with the mission of redefining the applicant tracking system category. Ashby's product incorporates candidate sourcing and outreach, automated scheduling, and customizable reports. The round will go toward growing operations, engineering, and go-to-market teams. They employ about 60 people. Berlin-based MVP Match has raised 5 million euros in seed funding. The startup is a marketplace for companies to hire vetted tech, design, and product talent on a global scale. The company intends to use the funds to expand operations. With a talent pool of over 6,000 professionals, MVP Match says they're working with more than 100 companies, including what they say are tech unicorns, global enterprises, and leading professional services companies. MVP Match employs 57 people. Paris-based Figures has raised £5.75 million in a seed funding round. This brings total funding to about £7.5 million. Founded in 2020, the company is a real-time compensation benchmark application made for startups and scale-ups. Figures will use the funds to fund tech development. Figures employs 51 people. GoJob, a recruitment firm based in France, announced a Series B round of financing to the tune of 23 million euros. That brings total funding to just over 40 million euros. With this new fundraising, GoJob will accelerate its R&D investments as well as the growth of the U.S. and French markets. Founded in 2015, the company says it has more than 1,000 customers. They employ 242 people. Chicago-based Atlas Technology Solutions, the artist formerly known as Elements Global Services up until this past June when they changed their name, has raised $200 million in a Series B. This brings total funding to $220 million. Founded in 2015, the company is a cloud-based human resource management platform that aims to ease international expansion initiatives for companies. Atlas operates subsidiaries in 160 countries and will use the funds to enhance their platform's capabilities and add more self-service and automation features. They employ 308 folks. Orlando, Florida-based Longship Group has acquired San Diego-based Lawton Group. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Lawton Group is a healthcare and office professional staffing firm, while Longship Group is a staffing provider. I'm guessing that's the general kind. The acquisition introduces a new service into Longship Group's suite of product offerings in the healthcare sector by providing non-clinical healthcare solutions. Founded in 1985, Lawton Group employs 51 folks. Pennsylvania-based Gig and Take has raised $1.5 million in a pre-seed funding round. Founded in 2021, the company manages flexible workforces for factories and warehouses. Founded last year, they will use the funds to, wait for it, continue growing and expanding. Gig and Take employs 9 people. Colorado-based MedGeo has raised $4 million in an equity investment and joint venture agreement with Jackson Physician Search. Founded in 2022, the company is a map-based career exploration platform for medical association members. MedGeo will use the funds to meet rising demand. They employ 8 people. San Fran-based Polywork has raised $28 million in a Series B. This brings total funding to $44.5 million. Founded in 2020, the company is a professional network for multi-hyphenates. That's a new one. Or people who pursue multiple passions beyond a single job. The anti-LinkedIn, if you will. Polywork will use the funds to invest in building out their platform and growing the team. Polywork employs 37 folks. New York City-based The Muse has raised $8 million in new investment led by MBM Capital. This brings total funding to $39.7 million. Founded in 2011, the company touts itself as a values-based job search and career development platform. The company says it will use the funds to continue building out the platform. The Muse employs 158 people. Also New York-based Noetic has raised $36 million in a Series B round. This brings its grand total to $54 million. Founded in 2020, the company is a chief people officer platform and single source of truth, as they like to say, for people analytics. Noetic will use the funds to continue hiring aggressively and expanding the company's footprint. Noetic employs 220 folks. Guys, be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news and definitely some commentary from the world of recruiting. As always, big thanks to Recruitology for supporting the Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to virtual job fairs, candidate matching, and programmatic job distribution. You can learn more today by hitting up recruitology.com/employers. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.